Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
You're in the middle of an hour of commercial-free music on 97.1 AMP Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Listen, living in SoCal, this happens to you all the time. Awkward, embarrassing celebrity encounters, you know what I'm saying? Inspired by what happened to one of us here in studio this weekend. One of us was at a restaurant, and the line was too long at one of the bathrooms, so we used the opposite sex's bathroom. And once we were walking out, we encountered a celebrity who actually caught us with our zipper down. Mm-hmm. Who was it? Was it Brian, Chelsea, or myself? The answer is...
it was me, Chelsea.
I was like, are you going to say something? I'm making up right now. Yeah, I bumped into somebody.
I didn't know if I wanted to own it or not. I wasn't sure.
She's like, I don't want to own it
still
anymore.
Embarrassed.
Chelsea, so who was it that caught you with your zipper down?
So, in all fairness, I had drank a lot of water that day. Really had to pee, okay? There was
We've
no
all been there, man. You've all
like,
looked at the other side, the other bathroom, and been like, I'll just do that one.
But I was hoping that I could like sneak in and sneak out without anyone noticing.
Right.
So I rushed through, you know, my pee sesh. And as I'm opening, someone had already knocked on the door, so I was like, oh shoot, someone's there, knew it, was embarrassed, but even more embarrassed when I opened the door, staring me right in the face, probably 1 foot away, was Niall Horan.
Oh!
From One Direction. Yep, that was him, and he looked at me with his cute Irish accent, and we like know each other-ish, just from like mutual friends, and also I've interviewed him a bunch, and he was like, hey, how are you? I couldn't wait to use the girls' bathroom, and I was like, oh, this is...
I feel better now, Niall. Thank you.
I didn't know what to say.
Chelsea, what's worse, zipper down or toilet paper on your high heel?
Zipper down for sure.
Yeah, that's way worse.
Yeah, zipper down I feel like isn't as forgivable.
Depends on how far away from the bathroom you are. The farther you get from the bathroom with toilet paper on your shoe, the worse it gets.
Yeah, at least he wasn't the one that pointed out that my fly was down. It was like a girl standing in line, but he definitely like saw me make the adjustment. Like he knew. I think he like definitely he saw the situation and felt bad for
me. And there's no smooth way to bring your zipper up. You know, you kind of do your shoulders together and just kind of zip.
I mean, I wear yoga pants every day in studio. I'm not used to having a zipper.
I will say this. For some reason, as I get older, the more my zipper ends up down when I leave the bathroom. I don't know what it is. Like, you hit your 30s and you're like, I don't really care anymore.
Major lasers. Brian, how about you, bro?
The first weeks, probably like a year ago, I was driving up Highland. And you know when you're at a stoplight and maybe you're looking at something on your phone? Maybe. And somebody, or whatever. And the light turns green and someone honks at you and you get like irrationally angry. You're like, hey, come on. Right. Like, all right. And then you drive off.
Hands in the air.
Yeah. I get all emotional. This guy honks at me and I'm like, come on, man. So then he's driving like a nice Porsche. I can see it behind me, right? And we're going up Highland. Then he gets in front of me. Well, at this point, I don't know it's a he. The car gets in front of me. And I'm like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? Every stoplight, I'm going to return the favor because I'm petty, right?
Absolutely.
So for the next three lights, every time like it turns green, I'm like, bam, like immediately. And they're like, what? Right? That happens like three times in a row. And then all of a sudden, I did it one more time, and a middle finger shoots up out of the sunroof at me.
Ooh.
Someone flipped me the bird.
Oh, that's not
so,
right.
But you know what happens if someone flips you the bird? You got to see what they look like. You got to look into the face of this human being. And I drive up while I'm next to him. It's like a Porsche SUV, so they drive in a nice car with me. I'm thinking it's a rich person. I drive up. It's Dr. Phil.
Oh, somebody needs therapy.
And he looked,
Phil?
All I wish he would have done is roll down his window and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, man. And your management, though. Come on, he of all people.
You should have rolled the window down and be like, catch me outside. How about that?
How about that, Dr. Phil?
We'd just be rocking mm-hmm. Bad Baby's music.
Exactly.
Like, she's famous now.
Just to troll him. Thanks to being on his show. All right. Coming up next, we have Rob, our listener. He has an epic story. He had an awkward encounter with Zac Efron. Another listener spilled mad popcorn on a famous actress at the movies.
Yikes.
And I'll tell you about a story that I had with a celebrity that turned from funny, awkward, to then almost having to call 911.
Jeez.
Rob from Encino, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Rob. What's your awkward slash embarrassing celebrity encounter, bro?
So I was at a restaurant with my assistant and my team, and I went up to Zac Efron, but I didn't know who he was. And I was like, hey, man, I think I know you. I was like, he looked at me a little crazy, and he was like, no. I was like, well, what do you do for a living? He's like, well, I work for Caltrans. I was like, well, okay, no, I don't know you then. And then I walked away, and then my assistant's like, that's Zac Efron.
That's funny.
Like, oh, shoot.
Awkward.
That's funny.
I like that he said he works for Caltrans.
I know. Right. Is that his go-to? Like,
I went up to him after, and I was like, well, that's interesting, because I work for the MTA, and he's just started laughing.
Wow.
That's really funny that you went up to him. You're like, you look so familiar. Do you work at a Starbucks or something? Where do I know you from?
That's so funny. You know, he gets that all the time. People just going up to him. I feel like there's so many times where I'll feel the same way. Like, I'll see someone from a TV show I just binge watched on Netflix, and I'm like, why do I feel like I know them? Or I like have emotions towards them. Like
emotions.
You know, like, yeah. I feel like I had an experience with them, and I'm like, oh, it's because they're on This Is Us.
Right. Like, I walked by John Bernthal from like The Walking Dead and from The Punisher and stuff getting on an airplane, and I walked by him, and I was like, it's no big deal, we're safe on this plane. Like, he doesn't know that stuff for real. Like, he's not the real Punisher. But I was like, I hope to God no terrorists are on there. They're gonna get whooped.
What'd he say?
I didn't say it. I just looked at him, and I was like, they're like tip of the cap, like they should keep the plane safe. Yes.
Brian just shook his hand, and inside his head he said all that. He's like,
true American hero right here.
Thank you. Let me get you a drink, pal. Rob, appreciate you listening to us, man. Shout out to everybody that works at MTA.
Thank you. All right.
Manny from Highland Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Demon of Bro, what was your awkward or embarrassing celebrity encounter, dude?
All right, so I was working at a concession stand at a movie theater, and lo and behold, Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is standing in my line. I start to get nervous, you know, hot sweat, my hands start getting sweaty.
Are you rehearsing in your head what you're going to say when she gets up to you?
Exactly. I'm going through all the things I'm going to say in my head, you know, profess my love to her. No, I'm just kidding. This is my end, you guys. Yeah, so she comes up to me, she asks for a small popcorn. Nervously, I say, okay. I turn around and I bump the popcorn machine, and I drop what seems to be gallons upon gallons upon gallons of popcorn all over the floor. Turn around, and Jennifer Love Hewitt looks horrified. Like, I did this. And I looked at her like, yes, you did this.
This is your fault, Jennifer.
It's all your fault. My hands were sweaty. That was your fault.
Gross. So how did it end, bro?
It ended with her having to wait another 5 minutes to make popcorn. There's still none left for everyone.
That's hilarious.
That's a funny one.
Manny, where are you working at nowadays, bro?
Right now, self-employed. You know, making money on the side gigs.
Get it, bro? That didn't sound shady at all.
You find me in the corner of Melrose.
I can't say exactly. You can't have it on record.
Still got sweaty palms, if you know what I'm saying. We don't know, but we're like, yeah, for sure,
that's his street name, sweaty palms.
All right, Betty. Thanks for listening to us, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, we love you guys, man.
Love you too, man. Lines are blowing up. Texts are blowing up with your hilarious and awkward celebrity encounters. Doreen from Downey, she wants to tell us about a story where she encountered one of the Jonas Brothers. Something embarrassing went down, and I'll tell you my story with a celebrity encounter where it turned from funny to awkward to almost having to call 911. We have Doreen from Downey. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was your awkward celebrity encounter? You said it was with one of the Jonas Brothers, right?
Yeah, so I was in Las Vegas, and my friend, who was a resident DJ there, he invited my girlfriends and I out to Beecher's Madhouse.
Ooh.
And I was like, all right, cool. So we went to Beecher's. He's like, I got you guys a comp bottle. It's going to be great. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, cool, you know. So we get there, and, you know, we're drinking. We're probably drinking a little too much. And I didn't realize it was Joe Jonas's birthday party. And his table was, like close to us, you know, and everyone's just, like, partying. And they're, like, yelling happy birthday to him. And I'm really not paying too much attention because I'm a little bit buzzed at that point.
Right.
And then I see Nick Jonas, and I'm like, oh, hey, happy birthday. And he looks at me, and he's, like, with this weird look, he's like, thanks, and walks away. And then I realized it's Joe's birthday. Yeah.
Well, they are brothers. You know, he appreciated you said happy birthday to one of them.
Yeah, and they look alike, you know.
Do they?
Yeah, totally.
Do you know who still had it worse? Still had it worse than all them was poor Frankie Jonas, not even old enough to go in the club, sitting outside alone in Vegas on a bench.
Oh, he was old enough. He probably just wasn't invited.
The poor Jonas brother.
Man, stop hating on Frankie Jonas.
Hey, Frankie, if you're listening, happy birthday, bro.
Love you, dog.
Doreen, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you. Love you. Have a great day.
Thank Thank you, guys. Love you guys. You're the best.
You too. Bye.
Thanks so much. What are our texts, Amber?
I'm going to start the Frankie Jonas fan club.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
I'll be the president. From the 808, I met Clint Eastwood in a grocery store in Hawaii while he was on vacation. Cool. And he asked me if the mangoes were good at the store. I answered in a shaky voice, some are good, some are bad, and some are ugly.
That's great.
The look he gave me was terrifying, yet awesome.
I wonder if that's a Clint Eastwood like line in one of his movies.
Yeah. It was,
make my day, mango.
All right, man. This one was a trip, and it happened with one of my friends who's a girl, my wife, myself, and her boyfriend, right? So her boyfriend was a celebrity. She's like, hey, my boyfriend, you know, he's kind of a private person, but he wants to hang out with like a cool, chill couple. And she's like, I thought of you guys. This is when my wife and I were living in Dallas, right? So she's like, we want you guys to come up to the lake house and we're going to go on a pontoon boat and just chill on the lake. It's going to be awesome. We're like, heck yeah, let's roll.
Sounds dope.
It happened to be Tyron Smith, the offensive linesman for the Dallas Cowboys. He played here at USC. He's amazing. He's like 6'8", 300
pounds. He's a monster.
Mm-hmm. He's a beast. Super cool guy. Teddy bear, you know, he's just super sweet, amazing. And I'm like, yo, man, what an honor, bro. This is awesome. So we're hanging out on the pontoon boat, and it's mad hot because it's Dallas heat. So we're all kind of taking turns and jumping into the water, jumping out. And we're like, yo, Ty, how about you, bro? He's like, nah, man. He's like, nah, nah. He's like, I don't swim. I don't do the water. Like, I'm good, right? He had just gotten like a $100 million contract, something crazy like
he's
that.
He's like, I'm just going to chill on the boat and just count my money.
He probably sinks if he's that big.
And of course, we peer pressured him as good friends. Come on, bro, just jump in. You got this. We give him a life jacket. He puts it on and looks like he's just wearing a necklace because he's so big, you know? So the pontoon boat is stopped. He jumps off of the back of the boat. And we're like, yeah, Ty, you did it. And I'm filming this, you know? That's awesome. You did it. And he comes up once. Then the current takes him under the boat.
Oh, no.
And all we hear is this from the bottom of the boat.
Like he's pounding on the bottom of the boat. He's stuck.
Yo, and all of a sudden it went from, oh, shoot. It's one of those moments where you're recording video and then you immediately stop and your phone just falls. You know what I'm saying? And I jump in there. The good thing about the pontoon boat is that it's got two gigantic tubes on the side and there's a lot of space in the middle.
Yeah, there's air underneath.
So there's a space. There's a gap between the water and the boat. Eventually, I jump in there. I give him my hand, like try to like help him out. But, you know, in the water, people are lighter. And he came back up and thank God he's fine. And he was laughing about it. But I was like, in my head, I'm like, Jerry Jones is going to kill me.
Jerry Jones? Every Dallas fan in America is going to have they're going to put a hit out on you.
I just want to know if you still have the video.
I do.
I want to see it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.